Good morning. It's Friday, November 7th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to fully restore SNAP food benefits, accusing it of withholding aid for political reasons. Judge John McConnell warned that 16 million children could go hungry without immediate action. The administration had planned to halt the program entirely amid the ongoing government shutdown, the longest in U.S. history, but was forced to pay at least partial benefits earlier this month. The White House says it will appeal the ruling, though it will comply for now, at a dinner event. President Trump defended the decision, saying too many people don't want to work. Payments are expected to resume Friday, offering relief to millions of families struggling to afford groceries. Another news. The U.S. Supreme Court has given the Trump administration the green light to require the biological sex at birth be listed on all new passports. The ruling freezes a lower court order that had blocked the policy, marking a significant setback for transgender and non-binary Americans. The conservative majority court said the measure attests to a historical fact and is likely to hold up in a final decision. The three liberal justices dissented sharply, with Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson warning of the immediate infliction of injury. Activists say the decision endangers transgender travelers and reverses a Biden-era policy allowing self-identified gender on passports. The case will return to the lower courts for a full hearing in the months ahead. Another news. Elon Musk just scored one of the biggest pay deals in corporate history. Tesla shareholders have approved a compensation package worth up to $1 trillion, with 75% voting in favor. The deal ties Musk's payout to ambitious targets, including boosting Tesla's market value to $8.5 trillion and deploying 1 million self-driving robotaxis. Critics called the package excessive, but Tesla's board argued it was vital to keep Musk from leaving. At the company's annual meeting in Texas, Musk danced on stage, calling it a new book for Tesla. Still, questions remain about his focus, as analysts worry he's prioritizing robots over cars. The decision underscores Tesla's bet on Musk's leadership and its faith in his long-term vision. Around the world, tensions are rising again on Israel's northern border. The Israeli military launched airstrikes on southern Lebanon Thursday, targeting areas it says are being used by Hezbollah to rebuild military infrastructure. The strikes came hours after Israel issued evacuation orders for several villages, despite a ceasefire agreement signed last year. Lebanon's health ministry reported at least one death and one injury. Thick plumes of smoke were seen over Aita al-Jabal and nearby towns, sparking fears of renewed conflict. Israeli officials say the operation will continue until Hezbollah ceases its violations. Analysts warn the escalation could unravel months of fragile calm in the region. Another news. In Jakarta, at least 54 people have been injured after an explosion ripped through a mosque inside a high school during Friday prayers. Police say the suspect is a 17-year-old student who was also hurt in the blast and is undergoing surgery. Authorities are investigating claims that the student, reportedly bullied by classmates, brought a homemade explosive device. Images from the scene showed shattered windows and smoke pouring from the mosque. Police also found toy weapons with messages referencing the 2019 Christchurch attack, though officials caution against labeling the incident as terrorism for now. Indonesia's government has urged calm as investigators comb through the evidence. Another news, China has officially launched its most advanced aircraft carrier, the Fujian, marking a major leap in its naval power. Commissioned in Hainan and personally inspected by President Xi Jinping, the Fujian features electromagnetic catapults, technology previously seen only on U.S. carriers. The ship can launch heavier aircraft with longer ranges, giving China greater strike capabilities at sea. State media hailed it as a milestone in modernization, as Beijing races Washington for maritime dominance. Xi praised the crew and called for combat readiness under party command. Analysts say the carrier's deployment will further heighten tensions in the South China Sea and beyond. now you know and you're ready to go with the morning news, share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.